Lost in translation. The recruiting process is extremely confusing, extremely time consuming. There's a lot of pieces to the puzzle. You basically are going to need a law degree. You would need a law degree just to figure out how the recruiting process works. And so my advice to student athletes and their parents to work together on the recruiting process, I think you're going to really need 12 to 18 months, maybe even 12 to 24 months of recruiting dedication to the process prior to your senior year of high school. What's happening now with recruiting, it's becoming more and more competitive. College coaches are identifying players earlier, and they're getting these players to make commitments, and there's the early signing period. There's all of that that's going on. And so by the time you reach your senior year of high school, if you've waited and didn't do anything to get your name out there, then all that's going to be left is scraps. You're not going to have much left when it comes to college programs. You may end up having to be put in a position that you don't want to, where you may have to go to prep school or junior college when you know if you had started this earlier, you could have gotten into a four-year school, a Division I school. And so that's what I'm seeing now with recruiting, is that you're taking too much time when it should be all over with by the time you are a senior. So prior to your senior year, the summer prior to your senior year, you need to have a very good idea of how the recruiting process is going to go. Maybe you haven't made a commitment to a school, but at least have a dozen or so schools or more recruiting you. I just think it's a recipe for disaster to go into your senior year of high school and you have no one recruiting you. So your chances of getting recruited have just increased. Your chances of getting recruited has decreased, is what I'm trying to say, has decreased. No one knows about you. Your name is not out there. And it's just going to be 10 times harder if you start in your senior year. You may end up getting into a college. More than likely, you probably will get into a school, but it's probably going to be the school that was never on your top 10 list or 20 list of schools you were interested in. It's probably going to be a college program that's beneath your athletic ability. That's just how it is. You know, the opportunities are there. You just have to know how to find them. You got to know how to get your name out there. I have seen the devastation that recruiting failure has caused for those student athletes who did not execute the recruiting process, for those parents who did not do enough. It's horrible. I mean, here you have a student athlete that's very talented, has good grades, has all the positive recruiting intangibles, and somehow they slip through the cracks of the recruiting process and go nowhere. Now that's somebody should be held accountable for that if that happens. High school coach, school administration. I mean, you have talent, and then you don't do anything to promote that talent. You don't do anything to help them get to the next level. But the thing is, it goes on all the time. This is why recruiting services exist. This is why, you know, club ball exists. This is why college programs have camps. It is all of these positive things that are going on. Now, you know, sometimes it comes down to money, where the student athlete may not have the resources to pay to go to camp or be on a club team or even pay for a recruiting service. But all I know is when I was a kid, I had a summer job. Okay? I mean, that was a summer job. It wasn't going to be a lifetime job or a career. Save up your money and pay for a recruiting service. Pay to go to camp. Pay to get the gear you need to get to go to camp, to get the exposure. I mean, because that summer job could end up being a full-time job if you don't go to camp, get the exposure, and when you graduate from high school, they're just going to hire you on full-time. And now your dreams have been crushed. Everything has been stopped. You're going to sit around for years and years and years saying, I could have played, and it didn't happen. We don't want that to happen. I think it's a horrible situation for student athletes to have to go through something like that. I think it's horrible. To go from high school athlete to college athlete is extremely, extremely competitive. Student athletes need to understand that you're not the only one who can play. Okay? You may not know all the players who can play personally, but you're not the only one. Because recruiting is so competitive, it's critical for you to get your name out there early and often and keep it going nonstop. That's how important it is. I mean, the ultimate prize, okay, the ultimate prize that you are fighting for every day is a full athletic scholarship or a strong financial package to college. Okay, this is not, you know, where you spin the wheel and roll the dice and hope your number comes up. This is serious business. Okay, serious business. What is your college recruiting edge to get your name out in front of student athletes? What's important to understand is that recruiting is very fragile and very delicate. And really, you only get one chance to go from high school athlete to college athlete. And if you don't do everything in your power to make that happen, you're going to be filled with a lifetime of misery. Because number one, you didn't achieve your goal and dream of going to college. Number two, you didn't get a college education. And the misery part is you're going to be stuck with no career, working at some minimum wage job for the rest of your life. So do everything you can to get your name out there and start this recruiting process 18 to 24 months early, 12 to 18 months, but get it going so you have enough time in this process. This is Al Woods of Woods Recruiting. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again real soon.